One of the new developments in data transmission over wireless channels is ATM over wireless. Geert Abater of Lucent Technologies in Nieuwegein in Holland did some research on the development of a modem for ATM. Geert, what is happening on the ATM front?
We have been involved in a project which was an ACT project, a European funded project, which developed a modem for ATM, for wireless ATM. Now, our main focus is on the wireless, not on the ATM as such, which was chosen at that time because ATM seemed to be very promising for local area application. Currently, people think ATM is more promising in the backbone, and other techniques are being considered for the local area. Project has resulted in a prototype wireless network, which is based on ATM, but which in addition to ATM applications can also support legacy applications which use TCP/IP and other network protocols. And this was demonstrated in the project in a number of user trials and in a public demonstration at Demo 98 in Berlin October last year.
And what can you tell us about the radio link? What type of modulation techniques, what type of frequencies, and maybe a rationale behind some of these choices?
Well, band we are using is the 5.2 gigahertz band. This band has become available in the United States under the name UNII, which stands for Unlicensed National Information Infrastructure. And it's a band, well, as I said, it's unlicensed. Anybody can transmit data just like they can with current day LANs in the ISM band at 2.4 gigahertz. So that's an obvious choice. Also, the 5.2 band has become available in Europe. However, in Europe there is a restriction that only HyperLAN type devices are allowed to transmit in that band, and the HyperLAN standard is still under development by European standardization institutions. In Japan, likewise, the 5.2 band is being opened for local LAN use. So that explains why we use the 5.2 band. Now, the modulation technique that we use is OFDM, orthogonal frequency division multiplexing, which is a technique which makes it possible to transmit data even in adverse propagation conditions where there is a large delay spread with a relatively modest receiver complexity. That's the rationale behind OFDM. The idea there is that instead of one single carrier over which all bits are transmitted, you use a lot of parallel carriers adjacent to each other, and on each of those carriers you can transmit at a low bit rate where you have less problems with delay spread.